Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, March 23rd edition of the program. We have a question for the ages. What is a woman? You all know the answer, but does the next Supreme Court justice, does the Democrat left, can they answer that most straightforward of inquiries? What is a woman? Woman. Woman. Some of you will catch that movie reference. We'll also be discussing the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings, what we're learning here about progressive left-wing activists who happen to be judges. Russia-Ukraine not going to end quickly or easily, according to the National Security Advisor. Yeah, no, you know what. And Fauci has a lesson for you all on COVID that is exactly the wrong lesson. There are lessons and there are wrong lessons, and this is the latter. So without mitigation, we still know this. All right, we'll get into it. Coming up here in a second. You know I love all the MyPillow products because MyPillow has been helping me get a great night's sleep for years now. There are all these amazing products they have. The towels, the mattress topper, the Giza sheets. These are the best sheets I've ever owned. Have you ever tried the Giza Dream sheets? They're phenomenal. Mike's got an incredible deal for you on his Giza Dream sheets right now. They're so soft. They're luxurious. I have three pairs of them now. I just rotate them. The best sheets I've ever owned. Get your Giza Dream sheets. Lowest price ever. 60% off. That comes in as low as $39.99 when you use promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square to check out the flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets with my promo. You'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Please do, and you'll be getting those great sheets sent right to your door. All right. This was the best thing yesterday. I didn't see it till last night. Because you know they're going to... Do people call her KBJ yet? Because I feel like there's RBG. And now I guess we've got KBJ, Ketanji Brown Jackson. If they're not already using the acronym, I'm sure they will soon. And she's going to get confirmed, folks. You know, spoiler alert, they're going to confirm her. Democrats have the votes. It's just a question of how many Republicans go along with it. I guess you could also add to that what we find out about KBJ's jurisprudence, right? What we find out about her view of the law in this process. We know she will deliver for the left, but to what degree? I mean, how extreme will it be? And where does her philosophy on this come from? Where does it stop and start? How left-wing is it? All that good stuff. But this was the real moment. I mean, this was the wow section of the confirmation hearing yesterday. Play one, please.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
I'm not a biologist. I want to tell you something. That didn't come out of nowhere. Let's just lean into this one for a second. Let's have a discussion here. This woman went to Harvard undergrad and Harvard Law School. She's obviously a very bright woman and erudite and is about to be a Supreme Court justice. But she knows, because she is a left-wing ideologue, she knows what the required answer is here. And this is not the first or the last time that you will see this situation play out. In fact, it is now, it is commonplace, really, that people on the left have to sound, they have to be willing to sound like imbeciles, or else they upset the woke. They upset the left. They upset the radical, progressive Marxist loons in our society. So they won't define what a woman is, because if they were to define it, and so she knows this, she knows that that would have been, it's not that it would be a problem for Republicans, of course. Woman is a female human. A woman is a human being with certain, I mean, I guess I could say with breasts and a, well, you know, you get, I don't have to give you that. You know what a woman is. Everyone knows what a woman is. So I don't even have to give you a definition. But we all understand what a woman is, XX chromosomes, et cetera, et cetera. But she can't say it. Why? Because if they give you a definition, it will either not include people that they now insist are women, or sound insane. Because to say that a woman is a person who has the feeling of being a woman is crazy. When you hear that out loud, you recognize that that is not something that is a sustainable definition. And whether, you know, whatever the process may be, or a woman is a person who has the emotional internal. If they want to talk about intersex, and I spoke with Clay about this in the show earlier in the week, or hermaphrodite is the term that used to be used. They don't like, meaning people in general, I think now that term is. It's not considered, derogatory, but they don't like that term. So intersex is now. Well, intersex is actually a chromosomal abnormality. And so we can give a definition of that, and it wouldn't affect man or woman. You say, well, someone could be intersex, and then you could have a conversation about what that means. Although even a person who's intersex generally has the overwhelming physical characteristics of either male or female. But there are levels. This is all true. There are levels of estrogen. There are levels of testosterone. They can manifest themselves in human bodies in different ways. But the basic reality of what is a woman is clear to you. It is clear to me. It is not clear to the progressive left. They have to keep it. They intentionally keep it murky. They intentionally refuse to allow themselves to tell you what it is. What is a woman? And then this thing about I'm not a biologist. Well, I mean, do you have to be a zoologist to know what an elephant is? Do you have to be an ichthyologist to know what a fish is? Just learned a fun word today. One who studies bony fishes, not including porpoises, whales, etc. Do you have to be an agriculturalist to understand what a potato is? Or I guess a farmer would be another way of saying it. No. In fact, I eat frequently of the potato family, and I have no expertise in potato other than they're delicious. But if you asked me, is this a potato? I would say yes. And if you really wanted me to give you a definition, I'd say, well, it is the product of a root plant. It is a tuber. We call it a vegetable in cooking terminology. I could give you a definition. You like that? Tuber, busting it out there. Ichthyologist, tuber. You listen to this podcast, you get all kinds of good, fun knowledge thrown in. Yeah. Oh, legumes are fabulous. So we can all define these things. She won't define it. She says, I'm not a biologist. There's a couple things going here. One, you notice the appeal to expert authority. Once again, the left loves to do this when they can't actually win an argument. An argument is about evidence, reason, and persuasion. That's what an argument is. The left says, shut up, this person has a PhD in women and gender studies, or shut up, this person has a PhD in sociology, which, you know, give me a break. Sociology is basically an academic discipline as it's actually taught today. I know there probably was a real sociology maybe a long time ago, but it is a discipline dedicated to coming up with absurd rationalizations for why left-wing policies in society aren't disastrous and failed every time. No, no, you just have to carry the one, and then this is a great idea, you know? No, no, that's not how it goes. So they say this because the appeal to authority, we saw this all throughout COVID too, this is the emotion of the left does not lend itself to engaging in debate and the exchange of ideas. Emotion leads to shut up and do what I tell you. And what is a fast way to get people in general to shut up and do what they're told? Say there's someone who has a credential, who is an expert, who is so much smarter and better than them on this topic or whatever the case may be, that the only choice you have is to listen and be quiet and do as you're told. Well, I say no to this. I say no. And this is a big thing for the left because it allows them an out when they're cornered. Well, I'm not an, you know, this is with masks all the time. People would say to me, Buck, you're not an epidemiologist. I was like, that is true. However, if you told me that I had to keep on putting my raincoat on after I had jumped into a swimming pool, which is what mask up partially throughout your day and between bites is, I'd say that's idiotic. It wouldn't matter whether or not I was an epidemiologist because I can understand the basics of what is going on. And my argument will crush the epidemiologist argument about this. Because when they say masking works, I say, really, does masking between bites works? Because that is actually the policy. Does partial masking? Show me the control group study where they tested how well mask on for 5 minutes, mask off for 5 minutes when you're exposed to, say, measles, which is very similar in terms of its pathogenic activity and the contagiousness of it to, let's say, the Omicron variant. Right? Show me that study where it worked 5 minutes on, 5 minutes off, but you're still really protected. It does a good job. No, of course not. But there, people are lazy in general. They want to be a part of the herd in general. They don't want to have to make arguments. They just want to repeat slogans. They want the feeling of intellectual engagement without doing the actual work and the introspection and the cleanup when you get it wrong. I get things wrong sometimes. It drives me nuts. I hate it. And I wish it wasn't true, but sometimes I'm wrong, whether it's on a prediction or it's on an analysis point or it's on a point of fact. But I have to always grapple with that. You know, I have to deal with that reality. You know, I thought that the vaccines would actually work better than they did to be. I mean, I've said this at the beginning. I actually thought, OK, I mean, these will be like other vaccines. You know, they'll work pretty well. And at least for this variant, they didn't work well for the variant they were supposed to work well against. And that's a whole other thing. When it comes to stopping the spread, then they get you on the technicalities. Oh, but what about protection from hospitalization and death? Yeah, okay, but that's an individual choice matter. If you want to YOLO it and not get a shot for something that only affects you, that should be up to you. That is not the government's call to make. And clearly, the vaccines did not work as they told us. They got it wrong and lied, and then they run around telling us how we're wrong. They got it big time wrong, and if you get anything tiny wrong, they yell at you. Anyway, we all know what a woman is. The left refuses, and not only is there the appeal to expertise, not only is this a disingenuous dodge from an obvious question, it is also part of forcing you to bend the knee to absurdity, because if you will say that you don't know what a woman is, what are you unwilling to say when instructed to do so? What other basic truths will you reject because you don't want to be yelled at by the experts or by somebody with a fancy law degree or whatever? Speaking of experts, little evil Fauci. We'll get to him in a second. There are more and more examples of governments worldwide reaching for the income and savings of private citizens. It's a thought that was impossible to conceive of some years ago, but serves as a reminder that protecting your life savings from all forces is important. One way to achieve that is with the purchase of gold and or silver. I buy my gold from the Oxford Gold Group. They've made it so you can have real gold and silver delivered to your front door. It's gold or silver you've purchased, and now you can easily take delivery. The same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k. Real gold and silver in your retirement accounts. Gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline rapidly. The Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. They will beat any competitor's price on precious metals. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and say the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 and say the keywords gold IRA. That's #250 and say the keywords gold IRA. Little Fauch is back. He's bad. He's scary. Clip 14, please.
COVID-19 has shown us how over the months from the first recognition of this outbreak, how it's evolved and how our views changed regarding the evolution and the accumulation of knowledge, from understanding its ability to so effectively spread from person to person, for the fact that aerosol is a very important modality of spread, not just droplets, which has a lot to do with wearing masks and why it's so important to wear a high quality mask.
What's a high quality mask? Notice how he leaves that one open. First of all, he's wrong again. But what's he going to say? I was wrong about everything. You masked up your toddler who is crying because he or she couldn't breathe all day for 8 hours at a time because you listened to this evil little smurf. Nobody wants to hear that, right? But that's the truth. That is the truth. Think of how easy it would be to prove if masks did work. Think of how straightforward this would be, because there are plenty of places. There have been masks, there have been no masks, side by side. Mask, no mask. Never any difference. They have to do these absolutely bullcrap studies, these obviously absurd, you know, cherry-picking a school here or there, leaving out all these other schools. There's no control group. It's because, what else were they going to say? What was the CDC going to tell us the first year of this? Yeah, sorry, turns out we got nothing for you, you know, screw it. Lysol your groceries, smoke them if you got them. What difference does it make? I mean, it's a big multi-billion dollar a year bureaucracy. And for them to say, we got nothing for you, you know, they weren't going to do that. No, because these people come from a government ideology of it's always the government's problem to fix. There's always something the government can do, more the government can do to fix the problem. They never understand that the government should do the minimum that it can and allow human freedom, dignity, and liberty to flourish to the greatest extent possible. That's not what they want to do. No, if we just have more bureaucrats making decisions for you, bureaucrats who aren't smarter than you, who aren't accountable to you, and don't give a crap, really, about what happens to you, then everything will be better. Then somehow society will be safer and more functional. And I mean, look at this all across America. You're seeing it right now. The places where you have more heavy-handed government, are they doing better or worse than the places that have less regulation, lower taxes, and just less intrusion into day-to-day lives? You all know the answer. The data shows us the answer. Where are people moving? There's no people. The only people that are moving to blue states in large numbers are illegal immigrants because they want to get into sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, and get public benefits as fast as possible, and super rich people. Because, you know, the cities are the ultimate playgrounds if you got enough cash to throw around. So that's what actually happens. We all see it. So, Fauci, though. I mean, the guy is just, the worst. You know, Buck, I never thought I'd say it, but you were right about everything. I'm sorry that I'm a vile little lab coat tyrant and that I doubted your brilliance. Your big swoop of hair is magnificent, like the mane of a lion on the savannah in sub-Saharan Africa. He should say that, but I don't think he will, sadly. I don't think he will say that anytime soon, but he should. Look, tax time's coming up. I absolutely hate tax time. I hate the IRS. But the IRS deadline's going to be here soon. That means cyber thieves know this is the time to try to get access to your information. You're sending it, you're downloading it, lots of things you're clicking on. If they get your Social Security number, they can file your tax refund and steal your refund before you ever get it. Then you got to deal with the hassle of trying to explain this to the IRS. Good luck with that one. Wait on hold for hours. This is why you need to protect your online identity. It is important we understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our everyday lives. Every day we put our information at risk on the internet. And if you use LifeLock, you have access to a restoration specialist if you become a victim. You need LifeLock online identity protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com. Use promo code BUCK for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code BUCK for 25% off. I've had LifeLock for 5 years. I've had to use LifeLock because I've had problems. So trust me, you want them to have your back. And now, latest on Ukraine. This one, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan perhaps should be renamed Captain Obvious instead of NSA Director, or National Security Advisor, rather, not NSA Director, different thing. Here's what he says.
There will be hard days ahead in Ukraine, hardest for the Ukrainian troops on the front lines and the civilians under Russian bombardment. This war will not end easily or rapidly. For the past few months, the West has been united. The president is traveling to Europe to ensure we stay united, to cement our collective resolve, to send a powerful message that we are prepared and committed to this for as long as it takes, and to advance our response on all three critical fronts that I've described, helping the Ukrainian people defend themselves, imposing and increasing costs on Russia, and reinforcing the Western alliance.
Indeed. Indeed. This is what they're going to do. Tell you that they're leading while they wait for the events on the ground to play out. This war is going to continue on until the Russians and Ukrainians come to a settlement. And I just hope that we don't get pushed into anything rash in the meantime because of emotion and because of the desire of Democrats to focus outside our own borders because of all the failures they have domestically in a midterm election year. That's it for the Buck Sexton Show today. Thanks for hanging with me. Back tomorrow. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.